word this morning from the Lord. And I find it to be interesting in how this word has played out this week. Coming from Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 10 through 17, the New Revised Standard Version would read as this. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailments." When he laid his hand on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leaders of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath day untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it to water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wondrous things being done by him. Can I ask, how many of you all have been burdened? Burdened. Had a weight on your shoulders. Something that has been weighing heavily on you that you wish you could get rid of. Sometimes these burdens are things that we've done of our own making. Sometimes these burdens we have taken on from somebody else. Sometimes these burdens were there before we got here. But nevertheless, we have this weight that we're carrying. This burden can be physical, it could be mental, it could even be emotional. Sometimes our burdens can be spiritual. But nonetheless, it's weighing us down. It's heavy on our shoulders. It's heavy on our hearts. It's heavy on our minds. But nonetheless, we are weighed down. My brothers and sisters, I surmise that this is what this woman has been going through for 18 long years. You can imagine. She carried the burden for 18 long years, and sometimes we've only had the burden for a day or two. And sometimes it's a little more than we can carry. As I looked at this passage of text, and I remember going through this text in seminary, we looked at this text so much so that my housemates gave this young lady a name. We called her Humpback Sally. Because she was bent over, stooped over with the weight of a burden that was on her back. And Miss Charlene Eugene Peterson's The Message said that she was twisted, contorted. And sometimes sin has a way of twisting you on the inside. But sin nonetheless weighs you down. So as we look at this passage of text, I had to title this, Get the Hump Off Your Back. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again I come before you, an empty pitcher before a full fountain. Again asking, Father, that you would fill this pitcher. That you would allow this pitcher to overflow, where your message would find its way out into those whom you've given an ear to hear. That your message would find its way out into those you've given a heart to receive. Father, that your message would find its way out to those whom you've given a will to follow. Speak now, as only you can speak. So I ask that you would touch this voice that only you have heard. Hide this body so that only you are seen. Now is the time. This is the place. Your children are waiting. In Jesus' name. Again, I've dealt with this passage of text since 2009. And each time we get to this passage of text, it brings up memories of the weight of the world that we put on ourselves at times. It brings up the weight of others that we take on. It brings up the weight of sin that we do, knowingly and unknowingly. The weight of sin that we heap upon ourselves in word, thought, and deed. It brings up our past. It brings up our present. The burden that we carry around. Like I said, we labeled this woman Humpback Sally because she was humped over. She was stooped over for 18 years. Of looking down at people's feet. 18 years of walking around trying her best to stand up straight, but to no avail. Could she get it right? Can you imagine, my brothers and sisters, what 18 years of not repenting of your sin can do for you? See, we don't have to worry too much about the weight of our sin because Christ has signed his name. He spilled his blood for us, so that burden becomes a little easier. As soon as he takes one chunk of sin off of us, we go and heap another one on. So for 18 years, this lady has been humped over, slumped over, and she has been dealing with something that either she did, she is doing, or somebody else did to her. Because we know that in ancient times, when you were deformed, it was thought because you had sinned. It was thought that if you didn't sin, your mother or father had sinned and it rolled down upon you. So I can firmly believe that Humpback Sally had been shunned at some point in her life. Kind of how we are when we give our lives over to Christ and the world no longer wants to be with us because we're no longer a part of it. But again, I have to be reminded that Scripture tells us we have all sinned. And we have all fallen short of His glory. So we are all burdened with sin. We may stand upright at times, but some point in our life we have been humped over. And when you're humped over, when you're slumped over, when you need a healing, when you need help, who do you turn to? Humpback Sally knew where to go. She knew what to do. On a good Sunday morning, a good Sabbath day, she made her way down to the front. And she looked down at Jesus, and Jesus saw her, and he asked, what could he do for her? And I'm sure she said in her words, if you can just touch me, I'd be all right. If you can just bring some healing to my body that I can stand up straight a little more, I would be all right. Luke tells us that Jesus reached out and he touched her body, and it says immediately she was healed, that immediately she stood up straight. But not only did she stand up straight, but she began to praise God. See, we've gotten comfortable in our burden. We've gotten comfortable in being slumped over at times with the weight of sin. And even though we're not all the way down, that weight that we carry on our shoulders is still, we've gotten comfortable with it. And in our comfortableness, we have forgotten to turn to Jesus. Ask for forgiveness. Ask him to remove the weight off of our back. To lift our shoulders up. To give us a right standing walk. So I need y'all this morning to understand that there is a healing available. There's a way to remove the hump off your back. There's a way for you to be able to walk tall with your chest stuck out. You don't have to wait till Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or any of them other days. You can come to Jesus anytime. Bring your burden that he can remove it from you and help you to become a little lighter, to become just who God has called you to be. All you have to do at times is fall on your knees and ask for forgiveness. If you can't get on your knees, all you got to do is just reach up and call on his name. Allow him to do the work in you that you're afraid to do yourself. Make your way to him. Let him heal you as only he can. And don't worry about what anybody else has to say. I told you, we've all sinned, and we all continue to sin and fall short of God's glory, but the ones who sin the most are going to be the ones that's going to complain when you get straight. So you need to call on Jesus. Go to him and help him and allow him to fix your situation. Allow him to release, to remove what is on your shoulders, what is on your back. Too often, we act like we're too good to let somebody see that we've fallen short of his glory. Too often, we don't want somebody to know that we've made a mistake. So in the old churches, when somebody knew they made a mistake, they hurriedly came down to the altar and got right. They didn't care who was looking up on them, because it does not matter what anybody else says or can do, because only you can get yourself right with God. We know your mom and dad can't do it for you. We know your grandparents can no longer help you. Only Jesus can do it. So if Humpback Sally can make her way down to the front and get a touch from the Lord and get right, why can't we? There's no time left. Or should I say, there's no set time of day. There's no set time of hour. There's no set time that you can put off not coming and making it right with the Lord. get that weight off your shoulders. Now is the time. Today is the day. My brothers and sisters, as we prepare to open the altar, I'm going to ask if there's someone this morning who has a hump on their back, a weight on their shoulder that they want to remove this morning. The door is open. The altar is open for you to come. You don't have to worry about anybody else coming down with you. If somebody wants to walk with you, let them come. But let's start our journey together right, in a right path, on a right road, on a right accord with God. Won't you come? Let us stand.